Chapter 8. Looking for the Santa Cruz. At lunch the next day, Dr. Blake said, "We must go to Para Island, Captain."
"There's a good wind today," said Captain Ike. "If we leave this evening, we'll be at Para Island in the morning."
"Why are we going to Para?" asked Roger.
"To look for treasure," answered Dr. Blake. "In 1663, a ship from the Philippines called the Santa Cruz was sailing to Spain. There was a rich Spanish aristocrat on the ship. He was returning to Spain with many valuable exotic things for his house. The Santa Cruz sank near Para Island in a great storm. There have always been violent storms and typhoons in this area. A friend of mine works in a museum. He knows about our expedition. In his opinion, we're in the area of the Santa Cruz. Now his museum is asking us to look for the ship and to see if the treasure is still inside. The treasure is important to the museum. It will show how well aristocrats lived in the 17th century." Roger and Hal were very excited, but Skink had a strange look in his eyes. He looked at Dr. Blake.
"Must I still leave on the next plane?" he asked.
Yes,
said Dr. Blake and Captain Ike together. "Then I must go and buy my plane ticket now," said Skink.
"All right," said Dr. Blake. "We'll take you to Moan Island, and you can buy your ticket there. We'll wait for you. It won't take long."
The lively lady travelled to Moan Island and stopped. Skink went on to the island. He was away for a long time, and the men became impatient. When he finally returned, he didn't apologize or explain why it took him so long. He was very happy, and this made everybody suspicious. What was he doing for 2 hours, thought Hal. The lively lady sailed all night and arrived at Para Island before morning. There were a lot of beautiful trees, fruit and flowers there. "Are we the first people to try to find the Santa Cruz?" Roger asked.
"No," answered Dr. Blake. "Lots of divers have tried to find it in the past. Maybe we'll be lucky."
They put a dinghy into the water, and Dr. Blake, Hal, and Roger climbed into it. Roger put on his mask and oxygen tank. He was very excited about looking for the Santa Cruz, and the others agreed that he could go first. Roger dived deep into the water and swam along the bottom of the sea, looking at all the fish and coral. He was under the water for a long time. Suddenly, he saw an old ship lying in the sand. There were a lot of sea plants and coral around it. He was very excited to see it. "Is it the Santa Cruz?" he thought. "I hope it is." He swam to the surface and shouted to Dr. Blake in the dinghy, "I saw an old ship at the bottom of the sea, but I don't know if it's the Santa Cruz."
"Where?"
Dr. Blake shouted. "It's about 50 meters east," answered Roger.
"Okay," said Dr. Blake with a smile. "Let's go and see."
Dr. Blake and Hal put their masks and diving suits on and got into the water. Roger climbed back into the dinghy and waited impatiently for them to return. After some time, Dr. Blake and Hal appeared at the surface. Their faces were red with excitement. They swam back to the dinghy.
"We saw the old ship too," said Dr. Blake, smiling.
"Well," asked Roger impatiently, "is it the Santa Cruz?"
"I'm not sure. I need more time to study it," said Dr. Blake. "I'll go down again with the oxygen tank."
They returned to the boat, and Captain Ike and Omo were very excited to hear about the Santa Cruz. Dr. Blake had some information about the Santa Cruz. He and Hal studied it carefully.
"All right, Hal," said Dr. Blake. "Let's get the oxygen tanks and go and have a better look."
"Can I go with you?" asked Roger.
"No, Roger," said Dr. Blake. "You wait here. We'll be back soon."
Dr. Blake and Hal took their oxygen tanks and climbed into the dinghy. Roger waited on the boat impatiently. After about an hour, the dinghy returned. Dr. Blake and Hal were smiling.
It is the Santa Cruz, Hal said. We're sure now.
Captain Ike, said Dr. Blake, can you move the lively lady east? That's the direction of the Santa Cruz.
When the boat was in the right area, Dr. Blake, Hal, Roger, and Skink put on their oxygen tanks again.
Let's go and look for that treasure, said Dr. Blake.
Wait, Bob, said Captain Ike quietly. I want to speak to you for a moment.
The two men walked away and spoke quietly together.
Are you going to let Skink go down to the Santa Cruz with you? Asked Captain Ike. I'm worried, and I don't trust him.
Dr. Blake smiled.
I don't trust him either, he said. But what can he do?
If there's treasure on the ship, he'll try to take it, said Captain Ike. Don't you remember? That's what he said after his fight with Hal.
Dr. Blake laughed.
How can he take the treasure, Captain? He said. He can't swim with it. He hasn't got a boat to carry it away. What can he do?
I don't know, said the captain, but he's malicious, and I don't like him. You heard what he said. Dr. Blake, be careful. You may have a bad accident soon. That's what he said. In my opinion, he was serious.
Don't worry, Captain, said Dr. Blake. We'll watch him. He's not going to steal the Santa Cruz.
Dr. Blake laughed when he spoke, but Captain Ike walked away, still very worried.